Well, it really is a remarkable day today. March the 30th, well, actually the 23rd. Can you all hear me all right? Is it good? It's kind of echoey, isn't it? But it's all right. Okay, good, good. Because it's really irritating me, so I'll need grace. We have some obviously things to work out and all that kind of stuff, but it's good to be back upstairs, isn't it? Doesn't it feel good? Yeah. Does anyone have anything you want to say, you want to share, you want to say? Anybody? Yeah. Noel. Amen. It is exciting. We had some professionals come in and set up the sound for us, a friend of mine who does a whole lot of sound stuff. And so I was working around here while they were here, and they were getting all this stuff ready. And all of a sudden, out of the speakers came this huge sound of worship. And Kim was here. I just bawled. 3 years, we haven't had worship in this place. Sorry, I'm being a baby. Oh, it was awesome. It was so awesome and so magnificent. So I don't even know what the song was, but it was the sound. And when I saw Jesse Cooper this morning, it reminded me of your theme verse of when you hear the trumpet. And I'm preaching on Nehemiah, which is Jesse Cooper. Jesse, why don't you stand? Let's welcome Jesse. Jesse has been on the front lines interceding for churches in our city for a long time.
And I've been searching for...
Thank you. Where the Spirit of the Lord is. And He's here. So praise the Lord for your faithfulness.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesse.
Amen. She's an extraordinary intercessor, and I think it's providential that you're here this morning. Amen. I remember so many years ago, like so many years ago, I had her name in the, right here, look, so that you know I'm not lying. There's her name right there in my Bible. Because at one of the meetings, we committed to pray for one another. So I pray for you often, and I'm glad you haven't fallen off the face of the earth, and here you are, because it's been a long time. So praise the Lord. So we're preaching on Nehemiah. One of Jesse's favorite verses was, when you hear the sound on the wall, rally to that sound, when you hear the trumpet sound. And so I just think it's just such a God thing, isn't it? When God just weaves all this stuff together. And, you know, this morning I came to church, I was feeling, I had some news, so I was feeling a little bit heavy. And I thought, Lord, devil, you are not going to steal the joy from this morning. You are not going to do it. And I drove by, and there was this helium balloon of a smiley face floating in the middle of the road. And I just burst out. I laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and thought, God, okay, you've got a great sense of humor. So listen, there's no other group of people that I would rather pastor than right here in this place. We've stood in faith together. We've believed. And we've worked together, as you know, as we talked about before, when Gary Hayes was here, spoke the word of God and said, when are you going to use your faith to get upstairs? And Rebecca received that word, as many of you did. But see, that's the thing about the word of God. You can receive it and just do nothing about it, or you can say, that was a word from God, we better do something about it. Amen? And so, again, like Deacon Glenn said, we just appreciate each one of you that has come alongside and helped to be back in this place. All right, so I don't know, maybe you've had a rough week. Our basement flooded, and we have a tenant down there. She's a beautiful person and lovely, but she wants to know when it's going to be fixed. And when it's water damage, I don't know when it's going to be fixed, because a million other people have the same water damage, and they've already got my contractor booked. So things like that can be a little stressful, and stuff happens in our life, doesn't it? When we're things just get a little stressful. And so we are reminded again and again and again, and all through life's trials and troubles, we need to praise the Lord. Nehemiah was a believing Jew. Remember, he was serving an unbelieving king. And I want to draw our attention to one verse in Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 2. Or maybe it's 2. And it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was before him, that I took the wine and I gave it to the king, and I had never been sad in his presence before. Wow. I don't know whether your boss or my boss could say that kind of thing about you and about me, that we've never been sad in the presence of the king before. There are times of grief and times of trouble in our life, but let's keep remembering who God is and that we need to praise him in the midst of our trouble, in the midst of our struggle. And so a praising and a thankful and joyful heart has great power and great anointing. But our joy needs to be stirred up within us on a regular basis. Joy is not optional. Amen? When the Holy Spirit showed up on the first day that he ever showed himself, there was so much joy they thought people were drunk. Right? Because there was so much joy. And Jerry Savelle, I remember, preached a sermon. I'll never forget the title. It says, if the devil can't steal your joy, he can't get your goods. And oftentimes, I know I'm looking at people that seem to be in the midnight hour and have struggles going on in their life. And I said to the Lord, is this what you need me to say this morning? And again, I don't know whether the balloon in the middle of the road was a confirmation or not, but I'm taking it. Because no matter what goes on, and I'm sorry, I cannot use that. No matter what goes on in our life, we need the joy of the Lord. You good? Everybody can hear me? Because I'm happy to shout. I'm happy to shout this morning. Brad, look at me and smile. There we go. That's what I mean. And so it's a choice. I think that being a believer is an awesome, awesome life. Yes. Yep. The Christian life is an awesome life. There's my amen cue card. Amen. Yeah. If it's not, you've gotten into religion and you're doing it wrong.
Yes, right.
Because being a Christian, yeah. No, yeah, we have troubles. We have struggles, big ones. Yes. But in the midst of those things, God is still God.
Amen.
He has not fallen off his throne. And we make a choice. Scripture says in John 16:33, in the world you will have tribulation. That's a promise.
Yes.
I have promises in my Bible underlined in green. I didn't underline that one. But it is a promise. You will have trials. You will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And so sometimes life does get really, really difficult, but thank God for the end of that verse. So when we are in Christ and He is in us, we can overcome anything by the power of Jesus Christ in our life. How many of you believe that this morning? And we walk in that, amen? And so his promises in Romans 8:28 says that no matter what happens to us, if we love him, he will work things together for our good. So Paul knew it was true, and when he and Silas were thrown in jail, their understanding of the power of God and the power of praise was brought to light. Their deliverance, as well as their salvation, as well as salvation of a whole family, got saved. So Acts chapter 16, you can turn there if you like. Paul and Silas were about to hold a prayer meeting in the city of Philippi when Paul cast a demon out of one of the young slave girls. And she'd been a big money maker because she was into fortune telling. That should be a note right there about fortune telling,
yes, right.
Where it comes from. Amen.
Yes.
If you've been there, done that, repent, ask for the cleansing of the blood of Jesus Christ, because it does not come from God. It comes from the demonic forces. And so she was a big money maker for her owners by telling people's fortunes. And so, of course, they were furious that Paul had ruined their business. And they brought him before the city magistrates and brought him into the public, accused them of all kinds. Kings. They said these men are Jews. Acts 16:20-21. They're Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us as Romans to practice. And so the authorities, you probably know the story, had Paul and Silas. Now we expect it from Paul, right? Apostle Paul, of course. You expect these things. You expect these things from your pastor, from leaders. There's a greater expectation on leaders. Except, remember, it was Paul and Silas.
Yes.
You don't hear much about Silas. He was kind of like the little guy that just was Paul's PPA, you know. Just kind of helped him, went around with him, did some things, preached. But Paul and, say, and Silas.
And Silas.
So that means not only Pastor Ace and I, not only leadership, not only the worship team, but all of us are included in this. And so they threw these two men into prison, put them in stocks, in scripture tells us was a darkest, darkest dungeon. I don't know if you have ever been there. Hopefully not. I have been. Well, we're not taping right now, so this is good. I have been in jail, and I know what it's like to stand behind bars and feel hopeless and never been in an inner prison, but I know people who have been in an inner prison, and darkness just engulfs you. I don't know if you've ever been in a place where it's been so dark you can't even feel you see your hand in front of your face. Well, that would be like the prison that they were in. Maybe it was a small room, and it seemed like the walls were closing in on them. Sometimes I think we read these scriptures, we know these stories, and they come up on our little flannel graph, you know, when we were kids. You know, anybody remember?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's bring back the day. But these little figures that used to be, you know, stuck not with Velcro, but with flannel. Come on. There's only four of us that remember that? I don't believe it. And so anyway, we need to have a reality check. We need to have a vision of what these men were going through in the darkest, darkest prison. Probably the stench of human waste filled the air. There were other prisoners that were moaning and groaning and wailing because of the beating that they had received. And so they probably were in excruciating pain because of the beating. And in the natural realm, they were unable to do anything and get any kind of relief. They were stuck in the natural,
Even so come.
Even so come, oh Jesus.